anaconda equina syndrome, CES, compression of the horsetail looking end of the spinal cord, is a fairly rare and occasionally very serious kind of back problem. A traditional CES signature symptom, a classic red flag for the condition, occurs just as often as it does in people who do not have that back problem. And that isn't a great look for a red flag. Ideally, red flags don't represent quite so many false alarms. Can we do better? Something a little more specific, more reliable? Probably yes. Today I have a solid evidence-based update to CES red flags, plus interesting digressions about anus strength, seriously, and about whether CES is so rare that it's a once-in-a-career spinal malfunction. Red flags are obviously important for clinicians to know, but do patients really need to know this stuff? Probably not, but reassurance is medicine for ordinary back pain. Just knowing that you don't have a scary red flag symptom is helpful. This one or any of the others. And if you do have one of the red flags, it's nice to know that they don't always mean the scary thing, especially the old classic one for CES, which turns out to be not so classic. I'm Paul Ingram, and this is the Pain Sci Updates podcast. It is February 7th, 2026, and this is a rerun, an improved rerun, with a new audio version. This audio version didn't happen the first time I wrote about this topic back in 2021. So what is this good new red flag, or better? Pain in both legs, especially combined with weakness. That is now the closest thing that we have to a reliable independent factor predicting CES. The condition isn't always serious, but it can be, and it's good to have good red flags for it. The traditional red flag is not so reliable, and the traditional red flag that's not so reliable is numbness in the groin, buttock, and inner thighs in a saddle pattern. It certainly sounds like a weird and distinctive symptom that can only mean one thing, but it's not. That one should probably be retired. Why? It is a CES symptom, but modern data shows that saddle numbness is very nearly as common in people without CES. Of course, it's a concern. It might still be a symptom of CES. It's just no longer the best available red flag. All CES symptoms are like this to some degree. They all occur in many people who have no MRI findable compression. Every last one of them. Most are roughly equally common both with and without CES. The only symptoms that are distinctly more likely with CES are pain and weakness in both legs. But even that symptom doesn't always mean CES. It just means it more often than the other symptoms. And there is also one runner-up red flag. Difficulty starting to urinate is also a little more likely with actual CES. Finally, one for the professionals, because it's too tricky for self-assessment, dermatomal sensory loss is the only decent diagnostic sign. If you've got all of the above, weak, painful legs, slow start pee, and dermatomal numbness, CES is getting very likely indeed. However, even a collection of the reddest flags for CES can still be false alarms. The bottom line is that CES-ish symptoms have other causes. Here's another upgrade. Testing anal grip strength isn't helpful, and yes, you heard that right. CES can cause plumbing malfunctions, so doctors concerned about CES may do a digital rectal exam, assessing anal grip strength, testing how hard the anal sphincter can clench. Fortunately, it turns out that this is probably not a reliable indicator of CES. Angus et al. On anuses, quote, "We found no relationship between digital rectal exam findings and the diagnosis of CES." Not that there's anything wrong with a digital rectal exam when it's called for, but I think we can all agree it's nice to skip that when we can. Everybody wins. And one more digression. How rare is cauda equina syndrome? One case in a doctor's career? As long as we're on the topic of CES red flags, it would be nice to know how rare CES truly is. Rarity puts red flags in context. How often do you need those red flags? How often are you likely to see them? Well, for the individual patient, pretty unlikely. It's pretty unlikely even for clinicians. Tom Jessam, went data diving for the origins of the widespread claim that Cotta Equina syndrome is so rare that a family doctor will only see one case in their career. Fact or fiction? Predictably, he found little to support the claim. It is, quote, with many degrees of separation, based on a Slovenian paper that probably underestimates the incidence of CES. So this is a zombie stat, cited and repeated long after it should have died. There is not much hard data on CES prevalence, but what he found, mostly reviewed by Horitzauer in 2020, suggests that CES is indeed rare, but probably nowhere near that rare. Physical medicine professionals can expect to see about a dozen cases of CES in a career, not one. Quote, it's important to think through what rare means, because rare can either mean so rare you can practically forget about it, or rare but there and you will see it more than once. CES is the latter. So the once in a career thing appears to be a little myth that we can bust. Good to know. Thanks for listening. Talk to you next time.